Alan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.
A little bit of history. Now, how long have you been the City Engineering College Station?
10 years.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this engineering thing just in general?
In general, I believe I'm on 23rd year now.
Okay.
So.
Well, let's say this. Let's say 10 years ago, how many people were there in your department and how many you got now?
We have grown by probably about 10 or so folks, maybe even 15.
Yeah.
So we've added planners and added engineers and added inspectors. There's been an amazing amount of growth that we've seen. I believe we're just topped 110,000. And over this last decade, we've had 3.3% steady growth.
Right.
So through that time, there's been a lot of development, and we've been busy.
Well, and so how has your department changed? What kind of specialists have you had to hire in because of bigger city stuff that we've got now?
So we have stormwater specialists. There's been different state programs that have changed over that time. So our stormwater program has increased to comply with state law. We've also added, over that time, I suppose, three engineers, and we're hoping to add a fourth in the future. But it's even with that amount of staff, it's difficult to keep up because there has been so much growth.
Well, I guess anybody looks at a change in College Station or as the city continues to grow, they probably think about how it inconveniences them. Wait, traffic's worse than it used to be.
Sure.
Why is this the way that it is now? Well, part of that has to do with the plans that they have to meet, and you're the guys and gals who are the ones who are in charge of that. So let's take it from a standpoint. Let's talk about residential, and then let's talk about retail.
Okay.
So you got a new piece of land that's going to be residential.
Okay.
So where does the engineering department come in, and what do you have to do as we get ready to build houses there?
Sure. Well, it may start at zoning with Planning and Zoning Commission and Council, and it needs to be in compliance with the comprehensive plan because we look at the city as a whole, and we're looking to see if we have water capacity, sewer capacity, what the road capacity is there. In general, as been talked about many times on the show, is we like to see more density, especially if it's student-type density, closer to campus. That, especially on the transportation infrastructure, that helps those trips back and forth to campus. So those are kind of some of the big picture at a zoning level. The next main step is into the platting level, and that's when we're looking at specific lot sizes and we get more into the nuts and bolts of water, sewer, drainage, electricity, and so forth. And so that's probably our day-to-day largest part of what we do with the development engineers is look at those construction plans and make sure they're in compliance with the details that are needed for that type of construction and development.
Okay, and so Alan Gibbs, he's the city engineer in College Station. You go, well, those guys don't impact my life. I live in this house. I've lived in this house for a long time. But y'all had a key part when it came to coming up with how you calculate impact fees. Talk
yes,
about
sir.
That a little bit.
So impact fees, we've actually had in College Station since 1992. And for years, we had what we called five small area impact fees. And here, I believe in 2012, there was an effort because we've had budget challenges with all of the demands that we've had on our infrastructure and needs for rehabilitation and infrastructure expansion. We explored doing a citywide impact fee, and in 2012 it hadn't passed then, but as we looked at it again in 2016, a lot of citizen engagement and stakeholder engagement, council ended up adopting, as you're well aware, water, sewer, and roadway impact fees. And so from the engineering standpoint, there's a state law spells out pretty straightforward requirements of what is needed to put that into place. So there were analysis done on future densities that are expected with growth, and then also the infrastructure needed to serve that growth. And there's also credits for the ad valorem taxes and so forth, but it's relatively involved, but there's a series of calculations and so forth that ultimately come up with a maximum amount or fee that can be charged for new development.
Mm.
And council ultimately trying to make it more reasonable.
More citizen friendly?
Sure, developer friendly maybe. reduced the fee that was actually to be collected. Mm-hmm. So we're only collecting a fraction of the maximum of what was actually calculated. But that's kind of a brief overview of the nuts and bolts of the calculations.
Okay. All right, so let's turn to retail. Let's say that you've got a new area that you're going to have retail development. How is that different than when you're doing residential development?
With regard to impact fees, it's...
Just in general, because we talked about residential. What do you have to do from a fallow piece of land to make it residences? Now take a fallow piece of land and putting businesses in. Is that a different process in any way?
In many ways, it's the same, because we're still looking at the comp plan, zoning, platting, and then it does have a more involved site plan that's involved, and sometimes the details of the permitting can go a little bit more in tandem on the commercial properties, but in many ways it's very similar.
Cities of Bryan and College Station have to share in a lot of different things. Tell me how you interact with the City of Bryan in your job.
Yeah, we have a great relationship with City of Bryan staff, especially their engineering staff. So Paul Casper and Jason Barfnick work closely with them. So over the years we've developed common or joint, if you will, construction standards and guidelines and technical specifications. So every 5 or so years, we work on doing updates to those. Some of those are housekeeping updates, and others are more significant. And we're actually in the process right now here, ironically, in the next few weeks, we will be releasing a draft to the development community to comment on. But yeah, work really closely with the Bryan staff. Really feel like that's a benefit to the development community to have one set of engineering standards that they can work with on both sides of the common city line.
What's new and different about the information you're going to be sending out to the developers in a few weeks or presenting to them that you just mentioned?
Well, it's probably too much to describe because, as you can imagine, the our guidelines, details, and specs, they're a pretty it's a pretty hefty amount of information, and again, we've been working on this update for probably over a year now, and so there is numerous housekeeping things. There's some larger things. I trust you followed at the end of the last year. Just for one example, one of the larger ones is College Station has moved to concrete streets.
Mm-hmm.
So there's things like that. One of the more interesting ones I think that I can mention too is trying to standardize our local street cross section that has all the utility corridors, not only on the public utilities but also the private utilities. So we've worked with Atmos and some of the other groups to try to have a real specific layout that each public and private utility has a good space. So and try to work with that as a typical. So we've worked closely with Bryan staff to help develop that. So I think that'll be one thing of real interest to the development community.
Alan Gibbs is city engineer, College Station. Finally today, College Station is a growing city. Annexation is certainly a possibility down the road. Where does the engineering department fit in at that time when land is still the county's but will become the city's, or the city's at least looking at that? What part does your department play there?
So annexation, when you look at kind of a sequencing of development, annexation is at the top of that sequence, but it fits closely with our comp plan. So we've, as I've seen over the last 13 years, the city has made great strides with the different departments in really having a true comprehensive plan where there's the different components and different departments are working together and have a common vision. And so with annexation, often one of the critical things is the water and sewer that can be provided for that area, and can we actually serve or handle that kind of density, the transportation network in the area. Those are all critical. So engineering certainly plays roles with the evaluation of water, sewer, streets, and so forth. And so those are probably some of the more critical pieces. And of course, to a lesser degree for me personally, there's also the financial piece of, you know, what type of taxes may be associated with that, and being able to provide those associated infrastructure. But yeah, those are challenging questions. And you know, the state right now is looking at their special session got extended and so forth about, and I believe one of those items that they're still looking at is the annexation laws, or there's a bill in right there. So that'll be really interesting to see how that plays out.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the time this morning. I appreciate
excellent
it.
Excellent. Okay? Thank you so much.
All right.